How are you feeling right now? Just have a quick think, don't deliberate for too long. Now have a big yawn and stretch. And then exaggerate it. Open your mouth really wide and make a sound as you sigh or yawn loudly. How are you feeling now? Because our emotions affect our whole body, changing our physical state can break us out of an unhelpful feedback loop. So when our mind and body are telling each other we should feel anxious or fearful, and they keep reinforcing that message to each other, it is helpful to know how to step in and interrupt that cycle. But more than that, we need to connect to our body because it is our foundation. A strong connection can help us to feel at home in ourselves, comfy, grounded, self-assured and settled in, while a weaker connection can make us feel restless, unrooted, ungrounded, or lacking in self-confidence. Many of us float up into the top of our heads like a balloon bobbing in the breeze. The overthinking of an intellectual society can fill us with helium in this way, metaphorically speaking. Pulling ourselves back down into our body, feeling our physical sensations and listening to them, loving our body, moving it and enjoying it, can allow us to be fully alive in the moment. On the other hand, living mainly in our head stops us from feeling and connecting to others fully. Bearing this in mind, no pun intended, have another powerful yawn and stretch, really feeling the strength and other sensations in your body. It is not just the helium of intellectual societies that pulls us up into our heads. We can be chased up out of our bodies by fear. But, you may think, how can that be when my body is having such a strong physical response to my feelings of fear or anxiety? Often your body has those feelings on a kind of autopilot, while you get caught up in the feelings in a disconnected and ungrounded way. When anxious or fearful emotions dominate, it is hard for us to be fully aware of our bodies and connected to them. This makes total sense when you consider that you don't want to be overwhelmed by your emotions in moments of danger. So not feeling a lot of physical sensations, which communicate our emotions to us, may be an evolutionary advantage. However, in the long term, we need to feel our feelings and physical sensations to be fully alive. And since we are having emotions and they are affecting us either way, we may as well feel them properly. Let's get a little more in touch with our body now and really settle in. Coming back into your body. As you do this exercise, either choose the option that applies to you the most, or make another one up that feels true. Also, try to look either straight ahead or down, but not up. Put your hands on your belly. Look down at your body and say, "Hello, body, thank you for moving me around, making life enjoyable, working hard, digesting all my food, keeping me going, storing all my feelings and other aspects of me. I love you. Thank you." Now, rub your hands up and down your thighs strongly, bringing your awareness into the feeling in your legs. Wiggle your toes and circle your feet around, bringing that awareness into your lower legs also. When you feel that you are very connected to your legs, expand that awareness from your legs through your hips and then to your whole torso and your arms. As you do this, you can also move and breathe in the way you feel your body wants to, in order to get that awareness everywhere in your body, safely and without pain, for as long as you feel like. Groaning or yawning noises may help. What does it feel like to be more connected to your body right now? Stay with this feeling as you take a deep breath in and out. See if you can feel this feeling even more fully as you take another breath in and out. Did you feel more empowered, calm, strong, grounded, centered, or other? Take a moment to express how this made you feel, if positive, and then acknowledge that you now have the ability to get back into this feeling whenever you want to.